From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, August 18th through Sunday, August 20th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Bill Williams reports for WCTW-FM, The Cat. A hiker fell from Catterskill Fall in Hunter just before 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, August the 20th. The caller to Greene County 911 said the victim was located at the base of the falls. Arriving units reported the person was semi-conscious. Police, rangers, and tactical rescue team all responded to the scene. Five people have fallen to their deaths at Catterskill Fall since 2014. Daily Freeman reported that the State Department of Environmental Conservation has completed $48,000 in improvements on the Hunter Mountain Fire Tower. In honor of one of the tower's centennial over the weekend, a celebration was held at the tower atop Hunter Mountain, and a plaque to commemorate the anniversary was unveiled. At 4,040 feet, the tower is the highest elevation fire tower in New York State. The original tower was constructed of logs in 1909, the first of three built in Catskill that year. It was replaced with the existing steel structure in 1917. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential. A federal appeals court on Friday, August the 18th, upheld New York's denial of water permits for the proposed Constitution Pipeline. The pipeline would run through central New York to Schoharie County. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said, and I quote, "It would be unacceptable for a pipeline or any project to pollute our waters and undermine New Yorkers' health and water resources. Today's decision marks a major win for New Yorkers and for the state's right to take the actions necessary to protect the public and our environment," end quote. The proposed Constitution Pipeline would include construction of 100 miles of new natural gas pipeline across undeveloped lands in central New York, impacting and crossing more than 250 streams and more than 80 acres of wetlands. Amanda Purcell reported for Columbia Green Media, the Durham Town Board is considering whether to limit the role of peace officers serving alongside town police. The Durham Police Department employs both, but peace officers complete fewer hours of training than police. A proposed local law was drafted by Deputy Supervisor Sean Marriott, who is concerned about the potential liability if peace officers are given the same duties as police. Under the law, drafted by Marriott, peace officers would wear a separate, distinct uniform without police insignias, be prohibited from operating a police vehicle unless accompanied by a police officer, and be used for limited tasks such as crowd control at parades and festivals like Gray Fox. Town Supervisor William Carr Jr., who is a peace officer in the town of Cairo and serves as Durham Police Commissioner, said he is very happy with the current system. He said, and I quote, "We select peace officers very, very carefully," end quote. Carr said there have been no complaints or litigation brought against Durham peace officers. The term peace officer is used to describe anyone with law enforcement power under state law. A police officer, deputy sheriff, state trooper, and constable are all considered peace officers, but not all peace officers are considered police because of training requirements. Currently, peace officers are permitted to perform many of the same functions that police perform in Durham, Carr said. The next regular meeting of the Durham Town Board is 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 19th. The Daily Freeman reported the voter registration deadline for the September 12th primary elections is quickly approaching. Mail-in voter registration forms must be received by Board of Education no later than Wednesday, August 23rd. A voter registration form may be downloaded from www.elections.newyork.gov. Anyone with a New York State driver's license, permit, or non-driver's identification card can submit their registration information online at www.dmv.ny.gov. Residents who have moved to a new county within the state must re-register from their new address. Those who have moved to a new address within the same county should notify their county board of elections in writing no later than August the 23rd. Further information is available from the State Board of Elections at 518-474-1953. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that the Dutchess County Fair begins on Tuesday, August 22nd and runs for 6 days. The 172nd annual event will be open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at the 144-acre Dutchess County Fairgrounds on U.S. Route 9 in Rhinebeck. Among the additions to the fair this year will be two intended to provide an appreciation for agriculture. AgVenture Tent will use life-size models of animals to learn about the significance of farming. AgriPuppets has much of the same intent, but on a smaller scale and for a younger audience. Other new features are the Saints of Swing, Pirates of the Colombian Caribbean, and Brigade Extreme Sports shows. Bandstand concerts will feature performances by Third Eye Blind, Paramamily Old Dominion, the Eagles Tribute Band, Hotel California, and Chase Wright. Diane Walden reported in the Columbia paper on the latest appearance by serial scofflaw Salvador Cachino. Cachino of Larchmont, Westchester County, is a 77-year-old convicted felon. He owns a 300-acre property along the east side of Route 22 in Copec, he calls Copec Valley Farm, and has been in trouble consistently for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at that location for nearly 20 years. Cachino was back in Columbia County Court before Columbia County Acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols last week for a review of the case, hoping to convince the court he had removed the illegally dumped solid waste from his property. As of August 17th, Cachino had been in the county jail for 356 consecutive days due to his failure to obey Nichols' order directing that he remove 9,650 cubic yards of illegally dumped solid waste. Despite attorney Jake LaBau's best efforts, Nicholas was not convinced Cachino had complied with the order and saw no proof the material had been removed. Nicholas also denied Cachino's bail request, sending him back to the county lockup. Finally, Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Columbia Green Media the plan to establish 1.5 miles of 5-foot-wide bicycle lanes along Route 12 in Windham between Route 296 and the entrance to the Windham Mountain have been advanced by the Greene County Legislature. On Wednesday, August the 16th, lawmakers approved a resolution establishing the County Highway Department as lead agency for the project. Route 12 must be widened and have a subbase installed and paved to build the lanes. The lanes will be able to accommodate bicyclists and some occasional pedestrians. The design process is expected to be completed by September. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy and dense fog before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 87 degrees. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 66. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be partly sunny with a high near 87 degrees on Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 6:08 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:47 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 21st day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.